Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get
together. My husband and I are going to do something this weekend that we've never done before.
Oh, okay.
I reckon it's something a lot of people have never done before, actually.
Yeah.
And we were having a discussion last night about it. And then I said to him, do you reckon, would you mind if I talked about it on the radio? Because it's quite a personal thing.
Yeah,
and he's like, no, I actually think you should, because I think a lot of couples go through similar stuff and they don't talk about it, or, you know, it gets pushed under the rug kind of thing. So this weekend, right, we are going away on a couple's retreat.
A couple's retreat?
Wow. Yeah, because, like, we've been married for 7 years.
Yeah.
And then we've got 4 kids, but 3 little kids. You know, Lulu's 8, Owen's 5, Henry's 1. And kids are quite demanding.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think once you have children, your relationship completely changes as a couple. Because when you're a couple, there's just two of you. All your time and energy is focusing to each other. And then you have this little human that comes in the mix. And then all your energy gets focused on this little person.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
And then, you know, you add more kids to the mix, you add work, you add business, whatever it is that you're doing in life. And you can kind of, your relationship goes from this, like, intimate, you know, one-on-one, just us, you and me, in our love bubble,
to,
it can almost get to a point where you feel like you're a business relationship. It's like, it's all tactical. Like, you ring up, who's picking up the kids? Who's doing dinner?
That's true.
Have you done this?
True.
Have you done that? You're not doing that right. La, 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 la. And you can get really caught up in just that day-to-day life.
Yeah.
And then you feel like that you can lose, like, the
sight
love
of each other.
And the sight of each other and the intimacy. And it is also, you feel disconnected. And I feel like our generation is a lot different to, say, my mum's generation or even my grandparents' generation. Mm. You would get married and people would generally stay together. Sometimes through really volatile relationships they probably shouldn't have stayed in, but it was kind of like you got married, you stick together to the bitter end.
That's how it was, for the long haul.
Until
death do you part.
That's right. Yeah. Whereas we're kind of at a generation where there's a lot more freedom. But I feel like some people just go, oh, it's too hard, let's just divorce. Oh, you know, or they lose connection with each other after they have kids and they're like, oh, we're not really...
Yeah.
It's, you know, you're not really doing it for me anymore, or, well, we're not having relations or whatever. There's no intimacy, so let's just move on, or I'm going to have an affair or whatever happens.
Jump onto Tinder.
Or what's it called? Madison Avenue or Ashley Madison or...
Grindr.
The one, what's the one with people have affairs?
Oh, Ashley Madison.
Ashley Madison, yeah.
Yeah, we spoke about it the other week. I'm not on there.
No. Anyway, so because my husband and I, it's been so full on with the kids, I'm like, you know what? I think we need to, like, reconnect. So I did, like, a Google search and I typed in couples retreats in Sydney.
Yeah.
And we found one. So we're going up to the Blue Mountains this weekend. It's called Love Life.
Love Life.
Love Life.
Yeah.
And it's all about, strengthening your connection, heightening your intimacy and deepening your love.
Oh, that sounds like the one that Nicole Kidman runs.
9 Perfect Strangers, I know. Hopefully, you know, there won't be any fire or death at the end. But, this is what we're doing. And it's actually got tagged Couples Tantra Retreat.
Tantra Retreat.
I've never done any of that before. But anyway, it's going to be interesting. And I just thought I'd share it because, you know, I think your relationship, there's ups and downs in any relationship, and sometimes you're in love and sometimes you feel like you're not in love, or, you know, you love each other but you don't like each other, or you lose that connection.
Yeah.
And sometimes you feel like the gap's so big that you need a little bit of a helping hand. Jacqueline, the lady who runs it, I rang her up to see whether we would be eligible. Like, is this a retreat for us? Oh, no, my husband's had an operation. He's only got one arm. Is it worth bringing him or should I get someone else? And she said, she goes, look, you'll get a lot out of it. At the very least, it's a weekend away without the kids. There's a lot of downtime, so you can sleep or, you know, put the workshops into practice, whatever you want to do.
I reckon good on you. I think it's actually a really cool thing, and I think it's really cool as well that you guys talk about it. Most couples don't even talk about this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
They just kind of, they'll let it go way too far.
Well,
so it's great.
That's our big thing. Like, both our parents have split up. We've come from broken homes.
Yeah.
And, like, for us, we're like, we don't want that kind of thing for our children, so we'd rather try and work really hard at it so that that doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to try our best. So I'll report back after the weekend.
Yeah,
I'll let you know whether it's worth going to.
Well, don't give us too much information.
It would be
this downtime you're talking about. We don't want... What do they call it? Going downtime.
Damien Leith.
Tantra time. We don't need
that. Yeah, that's
the rest of it we can...
What happens really in tantra time stays in tantra time. <That's right.
laughs> The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM. Girl, I got a question for you. Ask us anything. Can I get an
answer? Feel free to hit us up on Facebook anytime. Any questions for Jade and Damien, we would love to get them. How this works is you have not seen these questions. Been submitted by Wave FM listeners this time around.
Yeah.
Four quick questions. Need your open and honest answers, Jay and Damien. First up, open your phones.
All right.
Okay.
I want the last thing that you texted, your last SMS.
Well, my one was, ugh, wow, send it on. Obviously, clearly it was predictive texting. I was meant to be, oh, wow, send it on, but it's gone as, ugh, wow, send it on. I was sending it to Eileen. I think she had some pictures she wanted to send on to me. There you go. What's yours?
Good morning, Linton.
Did you write that to him?
Yes, I did.
Oh, look at you.
How'd you all sleep? I noticed you only had Lou in the bed. How's her back this morning? How'd Henry sleep? I want to remember, can you pack a bag of those nappies in boxing dining room, in his bag to take to Brittany's? Grab the size 4 toddler ones. We have to supply our own nappies. What's your plans today? Ooh, do you want to do a fitness challenge? Yes, this is 20 questions. Bye, love you.
Oh, my God, that was your text.
That was my husband woke up to that text this morning.
Wow. He's going to write TLDR. Too long, didn't read.
I've read novels shorter than that.
No.
Okay, poor question guy. Number two. What's the most recent book that you borrowed from a library?
Recent book?
Oh, yes. Ooh. Okay.
Well, you're always at the library.
Yeah. So the most recent book that I borrowed from the library. Oh. Dirt Town's the most recent book I bought. I'm going to go to a book club with the author next week at Book and East. The most recent book that I borrowed from the library, The Dressmaker of Yarrandarra Prison. And I borrowed it on BorrowBox, a free app that anyone can get to get free audiobooks and books through their library.
Nice.
Thanks for hooking me up on that. It's good. I like BorrowBox.
I haven't borrowed anything from the library recently, but if I was going to go borrow it, I would probably get a book called Remember June by Damien Leith. Because I know it's in the library.
Oh, really?
Jade, you should read it. You'll love it.
Oh, no, I'll put it in our book club.
It's fiction.
Okay. And finally this morning...
There's no dragons, though.
I want to cast your mind back to when you were single and potentially a little bit shallow. But hey, back when you were single, if you had to choose at the time between dating someone, ugly, who was good in bed, or dating someone hot, who was bad in bed, what would you have chosen back when you were younger?
When I was younger? I think, unfortunately, I kept choosing the latter.
What's the latter? That's the first one, is it? No, it's the later one. Oh, you went for the hot guys that were bad in bed.
When I was younger.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, so the hot duds.
Yeah, that's when I was younger, kind of. It was all about face value. When I was a young,
shame
teenager.
Shame on you. For me... Well, I didn't have many choices, so...
He would have taken whatever he could have gotten.
Any port in a storm, okay.
You would have taken ugly and bad in bed just to get in bed.
I just needed a place to sleep.
Here we go. Ask us anything. If you've got questions for Jade and Damien, get them to us through the 96.5 Wave FM Facebook.
So highbrow this show.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Koala Man, this new series that's been created by Michael Cusack, a local filmmaker. He started with Damo and Darren at Dapto Train Station.
YouTube sensation.
Oh, no. Yeah, well, now he's gone up in the world, and of course, he's got Hugh Jackman voicing a role in Koala Man, which is going to be on Hulu, I think, later this year.
Yeah.
But what you didn't mention, we were talking about that before in Buzz, Damien, was that you actually auditioned for the role in Koala Man.
Well, yes, I did. I saw it. It was on Star Now, and they were looking for somebody who could do a good Aussie man.
That's right. Yeah,
and I figured
you had a crack at Big Greg.
Yeah,
and,
Big Greg.
You know how I know this?
Yeah, how do you know?
Because I've managed to get the audio of your audition. They actually put it up on YouTube. Surprisingly, did you not know that?
I did not know that. No,
well,
I didn't.
Well, I've got it here, so everyone can hear your audition for Big Greg in Koala Man.
Okay, well,
So you understand this is set in Australia, in one of their prestigious suburbs called Dapto, and you need to do an authentic authentic Australian accent. Yeah, we've only had Hugh Jackman audition for the role so far. Take one, Koala Man. Audition, Damien Lee.
G'day, I'm Koala Man. What can I do for you today?
Okay, yep, that was not too bad.
That's how I would have thought Hugh Jackman would have done it.
Yeah, okay, yep, yep.
He might have gone, G'day, ho!
He likes to sing everything, doesn't he?
You're not wrong. Yeah, he does. Can you try a little bit more like a Crocodile Dundee-esque?
G'day, I'm Koala Man. What can I do for you today?
Okay, yeah. Can we maybe back off a little bit? A little less Steve Irwin. Your character is, he's part of the Depto Council. So can you think of, I don't know, maybe channel yourself off someone like, Gordon Bradby? Yeah, okay. Take it away.
Okay. G'day! My name's Koala Man. What can I do for you?
I think that's a wrap. Call us. We'll call you. See you later, Miss Leith.
Wait, you haven't got my number.
Bye-bye.
So 0404...
That was harsh. That was brutal. It was harsh.
Really, you've got so much depth as an actor. You could change roles on a dime, it's amazing.
It's about nuances. It's nuances. That's what I specialise in.
I don't know why you didn't get cast.
Neither do I.
Robbed.
Robbed I was.
Part you were born to play. Apart from the Irish bit. But
yeah. 4-9.
That was so close. So close.
I don't know which was worse than the American accent or the Australian accent. They were both pretty bad.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Something is going to be invading the airwaves, getting into our heads like just one of those things that just gets in and you just can't get rid of it. You're going to hear it so many times, you're just going to go, oh my God, that's so annoying, but it's so amazing.
Have Hanson released another song?
Oh, no, it's not. It's a jingle. There's a jingle coming to the Illawarra and it's probably one of the best jingles ever created. Okay. All right, I'll tell you the background of this. Okay, we have been approached, Jade, myself, and also the drive team, Lyndall and Crammy, to put together a jingle for the coffee club. You know the coffee club in Wollongong?
Yeah. Yes, Wollongong Shell Harbour.
Great
coffee, good food.
Fantastic, absolutely fantastic. But they're flipping it over. At night time, they're going to become burgers with bite.
Right.
So you can get cocktails and beers and all the rest.
Nice,
so
and burgers.
And
fries.
The whole
pizza.
Lot. Everything. Loaded fries. Yesterday, we went out to make an ad. The whole teams, we all went out there to make an ad.
Yeah.
And
do a video for the jingle. Yeah.
A video for the jingle. Exactly. Yeah, for Facebook. Mm-hmm. So, and it was a wonderful experience. We all went out there. But somebody didn't get the brief. All right. Oh. Somebody, we were told, hey, wear these sort of outfits, turn up in such and such and such a way. And myself, Lyndall, Crammy, we were all standing there in our outfits. And then something caught my eye. The whitest thing I've ever seen in my life. All right. I look to my left. And there's Jade Tonta's legs. Jade. Okay, now, the reason why it caught my attention was, okay, it's because you were wearing a green dress yesterday.
Yeah.
Green dress for this lovely video that we're making. Mm. Lovely green dress, and you had a tanned face, okay? Because you must have put makeup on your face.
Yeah, I think I was makeup on, and it was a bit hot,
but I tell you what wasn't hot, the white legs.
They were terrible. Well, I was going to like fake tan myself the night before, and then it got to about 9:30 and I thought, you know what, can't be bothered. I'll just say to them, just make sure you shoot me from the waist up. Don't get the white legs into it. Yeah. And then what happened yesterday? Oh, they've got the work experience girl on the floor, like shooting with the camera from the floor up. So not only can you see the widest legs in the world, you probably can see up my dress at the same time. And so, honestly, they're front and centre. So if you when this video comes out, wear some sunglasses.
Really and truly. Like, I mean, normally a disclaimer goes whenever I'm doing something because I class myself as the whitest person
absolutely.
In Australia.
Yeah.
But clearly, I'm incorrect. There is somebody whiter.
Oh, it's like a reverse Top Jack chocolate. Like, I had the brown face and the white legs. It's terrible. I hope that I said, and you know when you know it's bad, but the guys were shooting, we're going, no, it's totally fine, totally fine. It is not fine.
No. It's,
do you reckon it's
ebony. It's like a piano, ebony and ivory. You
can
know?
It'll be a filter.
Can they filter my legs to make them dark?
There's no filter available for that sort of adjustment.
The jingle, it's embargoed, but can we have a sneaky? Do you reckon we can have a sneaky?
I reckon let's just give it a little. We're very proud of this, actually. It's exciting. We're all featured on this jingle. Give it a blast. Go on.
The coffee club has you sorted. Whatever culinary delight. When the evening rolls in.
Yeah, there I go.
It becomes burgers with bite. Get on down to
burgers with bite. Open 5 to late.
Crummy.
Put some bite on your plate. Yeah. Burgers with bite.
The beers and cocktails and the fries are great.
Burgers with bite. Bring the taste back. Back in your life. When you want a good meal, it's a place to be. Burgers with bite.
Yeah. Go team.
I like it. Good. I like it as well. Yeah. I think you know, really everything to do with this entire campaign was an absolute success, except for the legs.
It's a new catchcry for the ad. Burgers with bite. Look between
Jake's legs are white.
I like it.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. You make me lose my mind.
Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get